This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
9 a.m. sharp in the nation's capital, and we're coming out blazing. Why not? It's Super Bowl weekend. It only happens once a year, and if you play in this league, it's not guaranteed you get a shot at it. We come out of the block smoking with a man that's no stranger to Super Sunday, Super Saturday, anything to do with being prime time, and that is Charles Mann, Super Bowl champion, Pro Bowler, legend, sack king, you name it. Chuck has had something to do with it when it comes to big-time performances. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good morning, Doc. How you doing, man?
I'm excited, Charles. I'm excited to be able to share your experience with our audience. And the question, first question, the night before your first Super Bowl, do you remember getting any sleep at all?
You know, you don't. And the night of my first Super Bowl was my rookie year, and I was playing behind Dexter. So I wasn't going to get many reps, but it was still the biggest game of my life. And I was a rookie. I was only 22 years old. And, yeah, no, you don't get much sleep. In fact, you know, you lay in the bed dreaming about what if and what's going to happen and how you're going to react to different situations. And a silly idea that would pop in your head is, who's watching that I haven't seen in a while? Which one of my friends is telling his friends, hey, that's Charles Mann, we went to school together, or we did this, or we did that, or that's my ex-boyfriend, or, you know, who's exaggerating and using me as their prop?
Yeah, I was trying to share this with Max. This morning, our pre-production meeting, it was 6 a.m. this morning, I said, Max, there aren't a whole bunch of people on the planet that can talk to you about the night before a big event, whether it's the Grammys, the Oscars. I mean, huge event that most eyes in the country are going to be watching or that you've participated in. It's rare air. And I wonder how much sleep. And that night before, I said, I'm going to open up with Charles and ask him, guys that have been in this. First of all, as many guys that play in the league, there just aren't that many guys that have this experience. And then you had it multiple times. The second, the third, as it went on, did it change for you? Because I found that I only did it twice, but in our different the time, because we had no break for one, and we had to break for the other. So they were two completely different experiences. Did yours vary that way?
They did. And I was going to say, you're sitting up here talking like you hadn't experienced this. You've been there too, so you know. You have rings. But no, the first time, like I said, I was playing behind Dexter, And, you know, I wasn't expected to get in there much, even though Dexter had did a little code with me. He said, look, I raise my hand. I look at you. You come running in. Don't look at Torgy. You just come running in and spell me. And that's exactly what I did when Marcus Allen went 75 yards for a Super Bowl record. Now, I will tell you about that in a second if we have
please,
time. But anyway, your answer your question, the first time I'm a rookie and not expected to play much other than special teams. The second time, oh, my God, now I'm the player. I'm a starter. I'm a guy that, you know, is expected to do something. I had three sacks against Elway in the game, previous game we played them. Now I've got all this notoriety and all this stuff on top of me. I got the pressure of the world. We got to win, you know, and we're in beautiful San Diego. Oh, my God, it was a mess. Doc, I couldn't wait for daylight to hit. And then when I'm out there in the warm-ups, you know, I just didn't know how I felt. I felt kind of sick. I felt kind of stressed. You know, all those emotions, but I was excited. And then you get that first hit, and we got down 10 to nothing, so we took a couple of hits. We took a couple of body blows. And I remember coming to the sideline and Joe Gibbs telling us all to calm down and change your cleats because everybody was slipping and falling. And, oh, my God. And then we turned it around, as you know. 42 oh, points yeah. later, we were okay.
Yeah. That's maybe the most... Well, it's the craziest, and I don't think just because we're here and it was our team that we're pulling for, but league-wide, most explosive quarter, I mean, got to be ranking top three, and there have been some amazing ones in this the impact of the Super Bowls. But when you're involved in it, and to think that some guys don't get in it, and this is why I thought we're going to open this up, and none of this would be possible without Rude, Charles Mann, our guest on the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, because it's just you try to remember these things, the bus rides, remember the night before you leave your hotel and you go to the next hotel. To be closer to the
and I'm wondering, do they do that now? I guess they do that now, or do they?
I don't know. I mean,
Gibbs took us to some remote destination an hour or so away so that we would all be by ourselves. We would, you know, we went from the team hotel to a remote team hotel somewhere in the middle of nowhere. No one knew where we were going. It wasn't like we were blindfolded, but we had no idea where we were being taken.
You know, but you could hear a pin drop on the bus because to me, that was the most sleep or the quietest that it had been in a week, because when you beat Dallas in a championship game and you don't have that week in between, you're lucky you're still even alive. It's kind of overkill. Then to go out, and it's anticlimactic, really, because that was kind of like a mini Super Bowl.
You're right.
Better atmosphere than RFK beating Dallas.
Oh my God!
Having people say we want Dallas, having that place rock. How do you follow that up?
Yeah,
that's the part about it.
No,
I think that kickoff return, us being kind of stunned because the whooping y'all put on the Dolphins offense. I mean, that was embarrassing. You guys should be criminally. You should be charged for that. No, seriously. I'm really serious right now. Those people have feelings. That's one of the most, and you don't get the credit for it, because you know the league hates Washington. But
I don't think I've seen
a more dominating defensive performance like that in a Super Bowl, and not be mentioned on a higher level.
Yeah. And we're talking about the 1988 Super Bowl. We're talking about Super Bowl 22, but then you go to Super Bowl 26, and I got to tell you, we're finally getting a couple of nods, and I'm hearing it was one of the top five greatest Super Bowl teams ever, and all this and that. But I just want to bring one thing. I've been on my little bully pulpit talking about this.
Please,
that year, that 1991 season, Doc, we shut out three NFL teams. That means they got goose egg, zero. They couldn't even kick a field goal. Three times. Do you know the Redskins defense, the Commanders defense, hasn't done that since? That was 1991 season.
I know.
It's incredible.
But
nobody talks about it.
No, they don't. Because, again, and that's why it's so hard to get people in to the Hall of Fame, or people that have worthy statistics, have done all the things on the field you would think are necessary, but you don't win the ties. You lose every tie. And I think because the base of New York, my theory is the Giants and are there. And it's just haterade all over. And, again, we've lacked the political clout, because the ownership has been a clown show. And I think now we're in the beginning now of a new era that could change that. And guys that earned those rights could get into it. And that's what I hope for. I hope that guys like yourself now will be recognized on a level that you deserved. What about this game interests you? Because I would think that Spagnuolo and the way he runs that unit, and then these big, bad, brutal Eagles defensively would be an interest to you. So for our listeners that are thinking about putting money in one direction, would you give us your analysis?
Wow. Oh, gosh. Well, let me say this. They just played 2 years ago, and it was a 3-point loss for the Eagles. And now what changed? You talk about Spagnuolo. You talk about his defense. But now you talk about Saquon Barkley. First play from scrimmage, 62 yards and a touchdown. That's how explosive he is. Now Jalen Hurts doesn't have to do it on his own. Now, let me say this. I've never, ever rooted for the Eagles, and I'm not rooting for them now. I'm a little bit hated in my family right now because, you know, everybody wants – they're all sick and tired of Kansas City. But there's a reason why you're sick and tired of Kansas City. Andy Reid is a – and I thought that he was being propped up maybe by his offensive coordinator or, you know, somebody else or whatever. No, this guy is just he has a great quarterback, and they never believe they're out of it. Almost like – Jaden Daniels and his mentality throughout the whole game. He just is calm, cool, and collected. Well, guess what? Andy Reid and his quarterback, those guys believe they can win every game. And if you keep it close, if it's close, they're going to pull it out at the last minute. So I would put my money on Kansas City, even though the Eagles have every right to win this, to take this game because of what they've done in the offseason, adding Saquon Barkley, adding the defensive coordinator, Spagnuolo, not the defense coordinator for the Eagles. You know, they just are now remarkable and just powerful, and they're peaking at the right time. And if Jalen Hurts cannot, you know, hurt himself by running or doing something out of the ordinary, because the moment is so large, I think the Eagles have a really good chance of winning.
When you look at 95 of the Cleveland Browns, and he puts his hand
in the dirt,
who does he remind you of?
He reminds me of me.
You know what I was about to say? He's a blown-up version to me. Every time I see that dude, I go, he's bigger than you were.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But he reminds me of a blown-up version of you on the other side. And I go, this dude.
And I agree with that. And I see that. I don't know why I would see that in me. Because
he plays through contact. He doesn't play around
it.
He plays through it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's a good. Can I borrow that? I like that. I never used that before. Plays through it. Okay.
But that's your game. But that was your game. That's why I called you cement.
Yeah, but I never knew how to describe what I just did what I did. But,
no, but you went
playing through contact. I like that.
You play through contact. And that's the difference. And not everybody does that. Because a lot of guys, if they it can be. See, the difference is when an athletic guy is physical. That's the difference.
Mm.
Most physical guys aren't athletic.
Yeah.
But when the athletic
You get one or the other. You don't
physical,
get both things. Yeah.
That's LT.
Oh, my God.
That's Miles. That's the difference.
I haven't seen anybody look like him.
Oh,
so
yeah,
why did so why you bring up Miles Garrett?
Because I think that he's a missing link for a number of teams, obviously. So,
but I think no question. Is he a free agent?
Here, I think this is a need here. Secondary, everybody's secondary needs a Charles and a Dexter and a Tony. Everybody needs pressure.
Mm.
But I think this guy is such a linchpin, such a missing. He would cover so many checks, so many boxes because he plays the run.
I hadn't even thought about that. You've been putting some thought into this. Because I've been thinking about our defense and what we're missing, and I just didn't know where to start because – you know, as good as our team was last year, we're just on the defense. That's the weak link right now. And a Miles Garrett would, gosh, Lee, he would fill a few holes. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. Well, I saw it. I saw pressure. And we had corners, but we had good defense. But pressure, when I look around this league, I go, that's the difference. San Francisco's always good. You played with them. You were in the Super Bowl. What do they always have? They always have some form of pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
Always. And they can always run the ball. So those two things that throughout the era of Burgundy and Gold excellence, we always had pressure and we could always run the ball.
And then
this year, this is why this season to me was so amazing.
Because
we were inconsistent running the ball. And the pressure was inconsistent, and yet they still won.
And if you bring a Miles Garrett, Luvu gets to be a wrecking crew like he can be all the time instead of just, you know, he can do the extra work on the other side or in the middle or wherever it needs to be done. I mean, I like that young man. He's got great talent. He just needs people around him.
Yeah, he would have fit in well with you guys. So any book signings coming up, any albums? I mean, always want to give you that window. As an entertainer, you're an actor. I mean, you're...
Hey, I tell you what I'm doing. I just booked. I do a lot of – now you haven't seen me around much because I just do men's ministry work. Okay. And so Cornerstone Chapel in Leesburg or in Ashburn is having me out May 10th. So I'll be speaking to the men there. So Joe Gibbs did it last year. He sold the place out for about 2,000 men came out. They normally have 500, so that's what I'm expecting. But anyway, I'll be there May 10th.
But no, we'll get the word out. May 10th, Cornerstone. And what is the theme of your delivery?
He just wants me to talk about a real man. You know, how do these young men and older men, how do they become men that are, you know, encouraged by their families, their fathers, you know, what kind of fathers are they, you know, he wants me to, you know, just talk about being a man and not do I only have the name, but I think I've been a really good husband, father, and all that stuff. So been married to one woman for 40 years and not even that old.
And that sounds weird. I'm going, what?
40 years, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, and a good and girl dad too, man. I mean, you.
Oh my God, my daughters. Yeah,
that is.
I got one out in L.A., brother.
I know.
Casey lives in L.A. in Sherman Oaks.
She was trained.
Huh?
She was.
Oh yeah, no question.
Yeah, she was trained.
No question.
You and the First Lady, done a great job. You're not. You know, I'm kind of straight. You're not going to be on. You didn't work. the Super Bowl media row?
You know, I haven't been invited lately because I've kind of dropped off the grid.
No
so
sponsorship, huh?
Yeah, no. And you know, I work for pay.
I understand that. No pay for pay. I get it. I get. You know what? We got to get you next year. We'll get maybe Sheehan, Kevin Sheehan, Coach Sheehan. You can put one of his featured flags on or do something. We'll get you some kind of way. We got to work you into his.
I would now that the Commanders are under new administration and all that. Yeah, I don't mind coming out the shadows.
Yeah, that'd be good. Charles, you're priceless. We appreciate you sharing with our audience. And because there's not everybody that can say they put their hand in the dirt and played on the biggest stage and absolutely kicked tail in the process. And appreciate you sharing with us, man. None but love for you.
Doc, I always, anytime you invite me, I'm going to be right there. You're a true man, a friend of mine and former teammate, taught me the ropes, and I respect the heck out of you, man. And so anytime you need me, I'm there for you.
Well, them bruises on top of my head, courtesy of you, I still remember you, my friend. And that's why you earned the name Cement. This brother here, Max, this dude, you talked about he played like he practiced. His game tempo was his practice tempo, and that's why he's destined. One of those brothers that will hang out in Canton, Ohio, and you play like you practice. And all you young high schoolers listening right now, when your coach is telling you that, pay attention because it does matter. Charles, thank you so much. We go to break on that note.
Right,
we
Rick.
Come back. Mad Max, we find out how much money he actually won over this weekend, and we'll get some of your Super Bowl party plans. We got a lot going on right here today on Overtime.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
this super weekend was being able to spend a super weekend with the legendary Tom Lavero. Now, I've been sworn to secrecy, and it's like a 10-year year period of time that I can't repeat anything unless he's present. And thank goodness his agent just cleared him, and he's going to join us at the bottom of the hour, so you don't want to miss that. Call your friends and tell them to make sure to record it. because some things may be mentioned that have never been mentioned on radio before by the legendary Tom Lavero. There's nobody that is more fun on the planet to cover a big sporting event with than Lavero. Because he's been there, done that. And he's like the Pope when he walks in, wherever he walks into, people just, I mean, you're cheering and bowing, and it's amazing. It's an amazing event to be with Tommy. And once again, I want to thank Brother Coach Sheehan for clearing it and allowing this to happen. Again, his influence is amazing. His reach is impeccable. So your weekend, Brother Max, I don't want to embarrass you over that because you have won in the past, but I got a feeling that things didn't go too well for you because you haven't been mentioning much. You haven't been chirping. Well,
I mean, you know, I haven't been playing too much there. I mean, there's been a lot to play on, that's for sure. It's just I kind of stopped betting on basketball for a while just because officiating can swing it one way or another too often, especially in close, like, one-possession games. So I've kind of been laying off a lot, and puck is you can't bet on puck.
How do you do it? It's impossible.
It's so random.
I mean, if you go with the Caps to win, you're probably going to you can be a pretty good bet.
Yeah, you're doing pretty all right.
I don't know how you do it. Yeah,
but you're not going to make money because that's the thing. They're favored in a lot of these games. You're not going to make a ton of money, but you're going to make a little bit. But that being said, Jaden Daniels Rookie of the Year bets cashed this week. So that was a nice little penny in my pocket.
Yeah, the awards are nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it really what was your opinion? Did you watch?
Yeah, I watched the first 10 minutes, and then I watched Snoop Dogg's monologue, and then I watched them present Jaden Daniels with Offensive Rookie of the Year, and then I turned it back to the Caps game because they were playing the Flyers.
Right, okay.
But
and then you come back. Yeah, I thought
yeah,
it was
I was tuning in.
A lot of talented people. A
lot of talented people.
It was very well done. And I think any event that gets Belichick to smile.
Yeah.
Is a 10. I mean, I just think if you get him to smile, I mean, you've done something. And it's a... It was well done. I mean, the way they picked it out. I mean, I know Snoop is a little tug of war now. People, you know,
he's on a quest
politically involved. And
he's on a quest to do everything.
But the man got to earn a living.
Yeah, that's true. He does. He spends a lot of his money on the ganj, from what I hear.
Hey,
but
man.
Hey, I respect it.
Do you? He's an entertainer.
That's
you
right,
know, man. You're gonna an MC. A guy works an event. He works an event.
That's right.
But get over it.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was it was well done. And then you know the Hall of Fame is always cool. The Eli thing is nice. He took the high road and he should have taken the high road. And I don't think they did anything wrong.
Yeah. Do you see the Shannon and Sterling Sharp video?
No.
Oh, you didn't see Shannon present like. And welcome his brother into the hall?
No, but I'm sure
really
I will
cool.
Because Shannon's always talking. And
Shannon's
you know,
everywhere.
His brother very seldom says anything. It's a beautiful combination.
It's a good
because
dichotomy.
Because if they were both on the same level, you'd never get a word in. So, no.
It's true.
I mean, I got a chance to cover his brother a lot. Being in Green Bay, watching him warm. The man was solid as a rock.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good. It was good to see there were grinders, guys who grinded it out and got in. And I think that's really, really, because guys know who the guys are that really deserve that. And you go 25 years out of the game, man, that means a heck of a lot. And while they're alive, let them enjoy
yes, For
that
sure.
That gold jacket Ventura. And that was cool. I just got to get this lock off burgundy and gold hate. And I do think that the Harris Group being in charge in administration now, because we get no respect. None. And some of the guys that got called in today, you telling me that Joe Jacoby's not in that group?
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous the way that some of these hogs have been kind of.
I'm just saying, even if I don't like the person, take all the personal out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just straight up pop numbers out. Do what you do with other people. And if I put Head Mitchell up there, and I go, you don't even know who he is. Just look at the numbers. You telling me we're not in the conversation? So it's a straight hate game, and we know what it is. And it's getting old. It really is getting old. And but we'll see what happens. I'm happy for Sharp. I thought the group. I love to see when guys got in there, man. That when I mean everybody saw that they was knucklers, dudes that played hard and waited this thing out to a large degree. So that was cool. Let's do this. Let's take a break. When you come back in, the one and only. I mean, this dude, man, if you can ever imagine a man that has his name in lights, for me, it's always Tom Lavero. And the legendary columnist of the Washington Times joins us when we return. Thank goodness for the rude guest hotline. They pulled in a whale on this one. To deliver the legendary Tom Lavero. This is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. That is Rude, R-U-U-D. Lavero, I can say that I survived a Super Bowl with you. I think it was 47. And I have, it's 5 more years of silence, and then I'm able to actually talk about it. But I got to say that it's an amazing, and you've covered World Series, Final Fours, you've covered everything. Where does it rank for you, a man that's had the pleasure and privilege of doing all of these mega events this week we call Super Bowl?
Well, the fact is that it's kind of a party for pretty much the whole week until you actually have to cover the game. Puts it in a category by itself. You know, Doc, they could have made a 30-for-30 documentary about the time we were in New Orleans.
Oh, how about when we were in Indianapolis?
Yeah. So, I mean, the Super Bowl is, you know, look, heavyweight title fights are the greatest event I've ever covered. And followed probably by the Olympics. But the Super Bowl is such a unique event in that you're writing every day, but you're not covering a game. So it's relatively easy. You know, maybe unless your team is in it, then you got to, do a lot more work. But the Super Bowl is a very unique event all by itself.
I think it's interesting that when the big guys get involved, and because the line play in this is in Saquon, because we got a back. The best back on the planet right now is involved in this. And then the quarterbacks, obviously you got Mahomes. And they've already done this once. And it's really, to me, kind of underplayed the fact that this is, they just did this once before. And the question marks that are going on Philadelphia's side of the ball, because there's an underlining factor with Philly. We don't quite know what it is, but we know it's something. That's a little bit off. And the question that I have is that how does Kansas City bring that out of them, or do they?
You know, Doc, I've generally had a rule that you don't bet against the champ, and that would include Pat Mahomes. But I think for the Eagles, the whole key is Barkley. I mean, he's having an inspired season. And I think he's in line to basically have a historic performance on Sunday. Look, if Barkley plays good, all the other parts on that offense will be freed up. You know, Hurts will be much more effective as a threat at quarterback. A.J. Brown will get the ball more. It all centers around Barkley, which means he needs to get the blocking, but he doesn't need much blocking. You know, he doesn't need much to break away, as we've seen. You know, Barkley's runs are like long passes, you know, 50, 60-yard runs at a clip. And here's what's interesting. What's at stake and what's at risk if Barkley does have an outstanding game is John Riggins' postseason rushing record for one postseason. Riggo, as you well know, since you were part of that that outfit that cleared the way for him, rushed for 610 yards in the 82 playoffs. Well, Barkley's at 442 with one more game to play. He has an outstanding Barkley game, 170-plus yards on the ground. He breaks that record. I think that's a possibility. I think it all centers around Barkley, and if it does, I think he's destined to have a big moment in what's been a big season.
Wow. Lavero and talking, and I can't disagree with you, because his benefit is keeping Pat on the sidelines. The longer he plays, the less Pat plays. And that is really about possessions, hogging the ball, keeping a deadly creature on the sidelines. Sirianni, how much have you put into this, or have you taken the bait? Because I think it is just bait, because I think Sirianni, he's done exactly what you want. They win. But what's your take on this as a journalistic evaluation of Sirianni and his situation?
Well, he's a little bit off, but you can't argue with the results. Look, I've seen coaches. He has a very talented team, maybe the best roster in football, probably.
But I agree.
I've seen coaches screw up talent before.
Yeah,
you know.
Amen.
So I don't punish a guy who wins with the best players. I think that means he's a good coach. You know, I don't. So I think Sirianni is a good coach. He's a little bit off, you know, personality wise. He's certainly not Andy Reid, laid back. You know, the exact opposite, but he's got a lot of Philly in him. Let's face it, Philly's a little bit off, period. As a city, as a fan base, they're all a little off. So why wouldn't the coach be?
You know, look, man, you should take on the personality of those around you, and he's lost coordinators at a high volume, and yet they keep winning. And
yeah.
I love it when you're not the darling of the media, because then you become the victim of a lot of attacks. But yet I know when they like you, you can be terrible, and you're a darling. And we've had a couple of those bums here.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I always go, to hell with what the media says. We know that their judgment is skewed, because a lot of people that they choose aren't worth a damn. So that's why I'm a fan of the guy. I go, the results are all that matters. What do I want to be talked into something by some guy with a slick tongue who's in last place every year? No. No, give me Sirianni. Your deal the Hall of Fame.
You don't hear the players grousing about him. So, which is really all that matters at this point. And, you know, like you said, I mean, he keeps winning. Yeah, I mean, so I don't begrudge that of the guy. He's certainly different from Andy Reid, that's for sure. Andy Reid now is in the conversation among the great coaches of all time. And, you know, there's a lot of discussion about the three-peat in play for the Chiefs. There was a story that Pat Riley had even sold, given them license to use the word, trademark three-peat that he trademarked when your Lakers won three in a row.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I think, like, look, I know bulletin board material, you know, isn't supposed to mean anything, but that's why coaches use them. And I'll bet you that three-peat story was all over the Eagles locker room everywhere you could see.
Oh, absolutely. J.D. Five, Offensive Rookie of the Year, the award ceremonies or whatever. What was your take on that? Is that business as you thought it would be, or was there any quirks in it?
No, it was the way it should have been. It was the way I thought it would be. And you know what I liked a lot about Jaden since the loss, in the NFC title game? I liked how angry he seems. I mean, I think that's genuine. I don't think that's for show. Like his post-game demeanor, he was upset because he really believed that they were going to the Super Bowl. You know, and I think he feels like he's a rookie, and I think he feels instead of accomplishing something, he's got unfinished business. That's pretty stunning.
No, and I thought by not participating in the whatever they call the games, the Pro Bowl games, was brilliant. Because to me, he would have revealed some of his superpowers. Because everything they do now in the underwear Olympics, gymnastics, what they're doing, shows off his traits, his skill set, tag, throwing, accuracy. Why unleash those powers? Why show it off?
Can't
become a state of mystery that he is. When they see
Absolutely.
Him, it's game time. And you don't get a chance to measure his talent. I thought it was genius. Genius not to show up as a rookie. I thought it was genius. What is he going to gain? Him and Terry said, nah, not interested. And I think you're right with that. I don't think that was an act. I think that's what, in his heart, he was not having it. Any awards, anything, the MVP? Did you care? Did you think it went the way it should have gone?
Well, I would have voted for, if I had a vote, I would have voted for Lamar. Okay? And these things, you know, a lot of writers who vote for these awards, they take a beating for what they do sometimes. I always look at MVP arguments saying, well, you know, did the guy who win, was he deserving? Okay, and Josh Allen is deserving of being an MVP. He may not have been the right choice, but that doesn't mean he did not have an MVP caliber season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I always take that into account. I thought Lamar should have been the MVP, but, you know, they didn't pick a guy who couldn't be in the same room with Lamar in Josh Allen. So I don't get as worked up about it as everybody else. Lamar... And you look, if we're going to believe Lamar at his word, the only hardware that matters to him right now are Super Bowls.
Oh, I agree. I think both those guys at that point. I thought Josh did well. I thought he cutting down off the turnovers was the key. He became less reckless, and he had a running game, and he used his team and allowed his team to assist him. I'm not mad at it. And you're right. That's not the award. The award is the Lombardi.
Yeah.
And I think that's the ultimate focus. And so I'm not too swung on that. Tom Lavero sharing with us. It's a beautiful moment. What about the Super Bowl or working it? Are you flying in just for kickoff or not?
No, Doc, you know, I've been in this business a long time, just like you, and I think unless the team I cover, look, if the Commanders were there, I'd have set up shop in New Orleans all week. And you know, at my age, I might not have lived through the week, but if it's, you know, I won't be making a trip to New Orleans. I don't need that kind of attention and business atmosphere in my life at this point. But if the Commanders were there, I'd be there front and center. And I think that's still a possibility moving forward.
To have you and not ask about the NBA trade, anything caught you? Has anything caught your eye or anything that's worthy of an upcoming column by Tom Lavero?
Well, you know, the Wizards were very active in the. I mean, your team, the Lakers stole the show. With trading Luka, trading for Luka, and trading Anthony Davis, and we still don't know what the fallout on that's going to be, but it certainly made the Lakers must watch moving forward. But the Wizards' reaction is interesting. They did a lot of things right to accumulate draft picks moving forward, and that's what they have to do. But I'm kind of – it's. I mean, this fan base is so damaged, in NBA fan base in D.C. is so damaged that they're forced to get excited about players who don't even exist yet. You know, these are draft picks next year, the year after that, and everyone's juiced up about it, and they don't even know who they are. So yeah, that speaks to the Wizards' continued woes.
That is true. I will say, I know it's early for college hoops, but I am very happy that Dickie V, you know, returning in. The fact that now you got to look at St. John's, you got to look at Rick, you got to pay a little bit of attention. But I just think that this college hoops momentum is going to be a monster. I just sense that this thing is really, there are a lot of really good teams. I'm taking the peekaboo into it, and it looks like it's frightening.
Yes, I would agree. Look, at Pacino, when New York is in the story, I know Washington fans will hate this, but the reality is, if St. John's is in the story among college basketball postseason, that's good for college basketball. And Pacino. There's a lot to like, not to like about him, but not his coaching ability. He's a great coach.
No, I agree. The men's and the women's side, it's just there's a lot of juice now going. We don't have to fake it. It's no false enthusiasm about this. It's legit, good watches, people playing at a high level. This chase with Ovi is real. The Caps they're real. In real time, we're seeing this thing going, and we haven't even got a chance to get into spring training yet and first pitch and the whole thing going on with the Dodgers. But we'll have time for that. And before the pitchers and catchers go, we'll be able to talk some baseball with the legendary Tom Lavero. Tommy, thank you so much. And I purposely kept New Orleans on the back burner. Maybe next time after the game results, we'll talk a little bit about New Orleans, because there are a couple of things I think would be good for our audience to know about you.
I don't know about that, Doc, but I'm up for it. Always an honor to be on with you.
Thank you, man. And thank Coach Sheehan. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. That is the legendary Tom Lavero, again, courtesy of Rude, on the Rude Guest Hotline. Boy, we appreciate that. It'll take me a long time, Max, to break these stories down for you, but you're young, and that's the beautiful part about it. So you'll be able to lock yourself in. Skeletos on the ground. We're not done. We're really just getting started. We're going to get our beat insider, Donna Hopkins, Skeletos on the ground, to talk a little bit about the awards that our quarterback picked up gracefully once again. The guy always looks like he's been there before. You know why? Because he has. He's won a lot of awards. Stay with us as we continue on Overtime, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Back in a moment. Donna Hopkins has been covering this team, the Burgundy and Gold, all season long. I'm surprised she was not at the awards ceremony. It was done. Well done. Well done. I could see Max one day down the road being one of the MCs of this this event. It's not easy to do it.
No.
They pulled it off, though. Yeah, I thought they nailed it. Well, she'll join us top of the hour, and let's get some insight. JD5, smooth. I thought Tom nailed it. His demeanor, he's angry, and I love that. Don't you love to see that your quarterback is all about winning and not just cheesing and looking like a jackass every time somebody puts a camera in front of his face? I'm so happy to see this dude, man, represent this program like a gladiator. We'll be right back.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.